What is going on, everybody? This is the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
Welcome into episode 18, The Internet Destroyed Everything. This is going to be an interesting topic. There's tons of things it could be. I mean, maybe we can kind of give a pro versus con type of thing. You know, if although something may be negative, there may be a positive that came from it. We do want to focus mainly on what it's destroyed. I know I had some simple things. One being I mentioned in the last episode, like malls.
Malls
have kind of gone just because of the internet. You can order everything online. Amazon, Wayfair, you know, kids. But that kind of thing is simple. I want to get more in depth of like, you know, something that really got affected. I know you let me start last time. You go ahead and start this time.
All right. Let's start small.
All right.
Maybe not small. I think the internet has destroyed some friendships, especially with social media and in the political climate we are currently in. Everybody is very divided. And, you know, some people might not might post something on social media that, you know, the other friend doesn't agree with. And, you know, they get into a little back and forth. And
they see why we don't talk politics on the show because of that kind of stuff. I mean, people lose their jobs over that kind of stuff. It's not worth it.
No.
You know, you're good people. If you're friends, you're friends. It shouldn't matter what, you know, somebody thinks or whatever.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I see the internet brought forth, you know, it being in front of you, you know.
Because you're probably sitting, if you're hanging out with your friend, you're likely not talking politics.
Right.
You don't care what their political view until it doesn't match up with, you know.
Yeah. And then it's so stupid, the online fights. They're just ridiculous. It's like you're trying to prove each other wrong and like you're going to change that person's mind.
No.
You know. It's ridiculous. But yeah, that's a good one. Another quick jab, like the mall type of thing, but the dating game. The internet kind of changed the dating game.
Yeah.
Before, you had to have the gonads to walk up to a chick and be like, you know, wow. Wow. My name's Christopher. Christopher Walken. Wow. Your rack is huge. You got a huge rack. But that was my poor Christopher Walken impression. But you had to walk up and actually talk to him. And now, you know, you can do it online, which may be a pro type of thing. It's like, you know, I would have never had the guts to walk up to that girl or whatever. So this allows me to do that.
Yeah.
But my problem is, what the internet has destroyed is, people lie.
Oh, yeah.
They lie about their height. They lie about their weight. They put pictures on from 15 years ago. Look at me at a buck 05. Then you show up at Trio 5. Not so good. Not a good way to start.
No.
You know, like, oh.
Start with a lie.
Yeah, start with a lie. Not
exactly.
Good. So, internet destroyed the dating game.
Yes, it did. Although I do know some people who've had some success with online dating. So
boom, you're looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, old match.
That's right. All right, I got another quick jab.
All right.
Wearing the same dress clothes to every wedding. You can't do it anymore because there's pictures get posted on Facebook. You're like,
there's documentation.
That motherfucker wearing the same shit every time he goes out.
Oh, man. I never even thought about that. That's funny.
So now I got to buy a new dress shirt every wedding.
Oh, that sucks. Or just change the tie up. Maybe
Yeah, change the tie up or the pants.
Yeah, maybe that tricks people. But yeah, good point, man.
How many people think that way? That probably more are, you know, their female listeners probably make sure they do that.
Yeah, it's worse for guys because we always wear the same stuff, I believe.
Yeah.
And I only noticed it when most of the pictures I had posted on Facebook matched my driver's license as well. And the most embarrassing thing, and I think I want to say we were at a casino and I had to hand my, you know, they check you for your driver's license. And when I handed him the driver's license, I was wearing the same damn shirt. So yeah, you're good.
It probably looks like you just got that shirt.
Yeah, it's a fake ID because I just took it in the back alley. Tubbs McGillicuddy.
Tubbs McGillicuddy.
From the back of Lowe's, he'll get you your fake ID. That's a good one. A really good one. All right. So here's a biggie for me, not a quick jab. This is a biggie. And this is my main one. And I can go into a little bit of depth with this one. But the internet brought forth eBay and YouTube. Very cool things.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube allows us to see things we would have never seen. in our lifetime from people all around the world. So good internet thing for that.
Mm-hmm.
eBay allows you to find things that you'd never be able to find maybe from your childhood. So it's an awesome thing. But here's where it's bad. I'm going to stick with a gaming topic because, you know, I'm passionate about games.
Yeah.
And not like video games, like I love them like that. I like the history. I love the history of video games or, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what the internet has ruined is a lot of the times, you know, you could go to a garage sale or a store. Your eyes meet up with that rare game that's worth like $300 or $400. And there's a $2 tag on it. And you're like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
But the internet has now allowed people to research what they're selling before they sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this could work with not just games, baseball cards.
Yeah.
Normally, you'd be able to find these rare gems of like, holy crap, I just found the Holy Grail. I found a Nintendo Power Glove in the box. The guy wanted $15 for it. But, you know, Joe Schmo is researching that Power Glove in the box now and realizing mm-hmm. he can get $1,000 for it. Yeah, it's
smart move for that guy.
Exactly. And it, to say it's right or wrong, I don't know. But garage sales were kind of a cool thing to find mm-hmm. these rare things. And now, you know, nobody's throwing out even Nintendo 64 games or anything like that.
Yeah.
Nobody's just throwing them out. They're looking them up. And then they're usually selling them online mm-hmm. because they can get more money from them. So to me, that's a biggie that the internet has destroyed is things like that, you know. But, it, you know, there's a little positive kick to it, I guess.
I got a couple more quick jabs. Class reunions. If you think about it, with social media now, we know what all our people we graduated with, what everyone's doing.
Yeah.
So you don't really, you know, when you have class reunions, you don't really
feel like you
don't know what that other, what those people are up to
because
you see them every day on social media.
Right. Yeah. We didn't go to our last two.
Has there been two since?
Did we do a 5-year and a 10-year, or did we just?
Did we do just a ten year? Was it 10?
I'm not sure.
I can't remember.
But I feel like there was maybe
there was a 10-year. It was a 10-year.
And maybe there was a 15, but we didn't go to it. I think because of the last one, we were like, it's people we usually see. Nobody really showed up. And was like,
not that we have a problem with it.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, it's. You want me to do another quick one, or you?
Go ahead. Yeah, sure.
And this is kind of a biggie for me. Bookstores. I used to go to Borders all the time, and with the release of the Kindle, and you know, being able to download books to your phone or your iPad, like.
Yep.
Bookstores really.
Did places like Borders? Did they close down? I know the
Borders,
one by us.
Borders,
did.
I believe, went bankrupt. And
makes sense.
I don't know how Barnes and Noble is doing.
So the internet has destroyed them.
Bookstores, yeah.
Yeah. So to piggyback off of that, music and CDs.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I haven't bought a physical CD in I don't know how long, man.
Yeah.
Because I can not only preview the album and pick which songs I want and download them.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just I don't find it necessary to have, you know, a lot of people don't even have CD players in their cars anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Very true.
Internet destroyed music. No, not music, but
there's no music anymore.
Internet screwed my career. That's I was huge until the internet came out. No. All right, so here's another one that's a big one for me, and that is online gaming.
Mm.
And here is a couple reasons why I feel like the internet has destroyed. I don't know if you want to call it gaming or friendships, but I know when we were younger, sleepovers were a thing. Like, that was so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But kids aren't doing sleepovers anymore because they can play online with each other.
Mm-hmm.
The weird part is, and I've witnessed this, they're so used to playing with each other online that when they do get together, they're friggin' awkward in front of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't know how to act.
Yeah.
And it's because they're not around each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like that's a pretty big one as far as, like, online gaming. Now, it is pretty cool to be able to play different people from around the world. It could get into a darker side where, and we've seen it before, where grown men are like playing kids that are way too young for them to be playing with.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's where not only the internet destroyed that gaming type of thing, but the internet made it dangerous. I think with anything, the internet now has given access to, you know, I mean, look at the situations mm-hmm. going on, you know, with Ghislaine Maxwell now and you know, hopefully she can stay alive long enough to put out some more names. But, you know, the internet can be a pretty dangerous place. And if you think about it, kidnapping and stuff like that was a big deal. I mean, it did happen, but it probably happens more now.
Yeah.
Because people have access to lure kids in, and kids don't know any better. You know, and I'm not going off topic of this. I'm just saying what the internet has kind of destroyed is, you know, pedophiles from snatching kids off the street. Yeah, I can't do it anymore. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it's just it's a like a gateway for people to do this stuff now. So pretty crazy, man.
Yeah, and that actually goes into they're two of my biggies. So we can kind of just lump them together, but. The main thing for me that it's ruined is privacy.
I mean, I agree with that.
And that's why I think it's funny when you see these people who are like, I don't want to get a COVID vaccine because they're going to put a microchip in you. And they already know where the fuck you're going.
Yeah.
What you're doing. Everyone's information is already out there.
Yeah.
On Facebook, Google, Instagram, what you name it, it's already out there.
Yeah. When you hit that allow button where it says, would you like to allow Burger King to track your location so we can find you the closest Burger King? Boom. You just tracked yourself.
Exactly. Burger King knows.
Yeah. Microchips. Jesus.
Yeah.
Christ.
And childhood. I think it's, I mean, kids probably wouldn't agree with that now, but I can't, my kids are addicted to screens.
Yeah.
And we're not even, we don't watch much TV at home with them. And when they do, it's very limited. But you can already tell, like, and they do play really good. But I think for a lot of kids, it stunts their imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they got, you know, you have some parents who are like, here.
Yeah, here, put here, it in front of them.
Front of a tablet. And
there's your babysitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, unlike us when we were little, we had Nintendos, but we played outside. We played football, baseball, basketball, all sorts of stuff.
And you mentioned that in the last episode. We had a good balance of stuff that we did. We did the games. We also did the outside.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great balance. And now, not saying that there isn't a little balance, like kids do go outside, but it's probably not as much as...
No, and it's outside to put their face in the phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and you know, that same goes with, you know, being able to communicate face to face and have discussions. Like, you know, I think it's like you said, why go to somebody's house when we can just play online together?
Yep.
You know, it's I think it's for a lot of kids, childhoods would have been a lot better had it not been for internet being so accessible.
And now we get to the part of the show we call the wrap up.
Wrap it up.
So today we talked about how the internet destroyed life itself. No, just random things that me and Michael talked about. And we're interested to hear the pros and cons of the internet from you guys.
You can share with us on our Facebook page, Twitter, or Instagram. We want to hear from you guys.
So appreciate everybody tuning in. And with that, this has been the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
Catch you guys next episode.
Peace
out.